Good afternoon, I am Karina Theodore. I'm a master's student from University of Florida. Okay, let's get started. I'm pretty sure many of you love enjoying a really nutritionist head of broccoli, like me or like my mom. When she knew that I will be working with broccoli, she jumped. And she said that we're going to have a lot of broccoli now in Haiti. But the challenge is that broccoli is really susceptible to warm temperature that can be really difficult to grow broccoli in the tropical country, even in East Coast area in United States. The reason our Eastern Broccoli Project is trying to develop new cultivar that can adapt to warm temperature and help growers. However, broccoli is still high perishably. After harvest, due to its high respiration rate and its fast metabolism activity, that can be yellowing and loss of quality as firmness during storage period. Then growers use different kind of different kind of cooling to enhance the quality of broccoli to have a nice green head of broccoli like this. But slush I think is more used, but it's more costly compared to other cooling method. It's where my project come from. We are trying to evaluate other kind of cooling methods such as hydrocooling, forced air cooling, or slush icing, doing retailing, doing commercial storage around 1 degree Celsius, and retail handling at 5 degree Celsius. Then, for that, we use different kind of different varieties, such new variety developing by the Eastern Broccoli Project, and new commercial variety. We found that using forced air cooling and slush icing, using forced air cooling and hydrocooling, slow faster the temperature of the broccoli that can decrease and have more deterioration compared to slush icing. And also, we found that using forced air cooling and slush icing warp can have better quality as well compared to slush icing. However, the compositional values such as ascorbic acid, chlorophyll content, or carotenoid vary depending of the temperature that we store our broccoli and depending also of the variety that we are using. Then we think that if growers use forced air cooling or hydrocooling, they can have reduction of cost during a cooling process, and also they can have better quality of broccoli during storage period and reduces losses during storage. Thank you.